A San Francisco-based developer has broken ground on a new apartment complex in Arizona that would house 1,000 people but no cars. Cul-de-Sac describes itself as the first post-car real estate developer. For more on what a carless community would look like, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Jason Henderson, professor of geography and environment at San Francisco State, who focuses on transportation. Thanks a lot for talking to us this morning. So Cul-de-Sac says residents' cars are not welcome at all. But do you think people are ready to give up their cars?
Well, good morning. In this particular case, this is a mature suburb with the appropriate density. It's close to a very large university. It has a lot of other retail and commercial services very close by. So in this particular case, this is probably going to work well.
There's not a chance that a lot of people will hold out, hang on to their cars, and try to park in all the surrounding blocks?
They're going to have to implement some sort of curb management or residential parking permit program to address that. But that, you know, you raise a good point. Another thing is if you do look into the details of the development, they are actually going to provide visitor parking and some limited parking for the retail. So there is going to be parking in this development. It's just not going to be residential parking attached to the housing units.
So the assumption is the residents will get around how?
Well, there's a light rail station. It looks like it's not even a block away. Cycling, walking, and then, of course, this part of Phoenix, Tempe, has the ride hailing and the new mobility, bike shares and things like that, the micro-mobilities.
What do you think? Is this going to work?
I think it will work, and I think the Bay Area should really look at this, and this should be encouraged around Caltrain and BART stations throughout the Bay Area.
I thought that was part of our plan, to build housing near BART.
That is the plan. However, the housing that is being built, for example, if you look around the Dublin BART station, it is being built with an enormous amount of parking. And that's because those municipalities are requiring it.
You know, some people need their cars. You know, some people simply work and live in areas that are not easily accessible by public transit or bicycles.
This is true, and I will emphasize some people, and other people might like to pursue other options. There's a great convergence happening worldwide with more and more awareness of global warming. Young people who are more interested in a more car-free urban lifestyle close to urban amenities, and in this case, that's what's developing here in Tempe. The burden of car ownership is, there are millions of people that are indebted to paying their monthly payments and only a few payments away. So if this kind of development is accessible, and I think one of the key things that we need to look at with one of these kinds of developments is there going to be affordable housing in it? Because that's going to be key right there. This part of Tempe is also an area with a lower income population. So it's going to be really important to make sure that it's sensitive to that.
Right. I guess a lot of people would be willing to make that deal if they could get affordable rent.
Exactly.
Thanks for talking to us. Appreciate the time. That's Jason Henderson from San Francisco State.